Welcome to this week's edition of Get Twisted, where we will be looking at the band, the Dan Sowerby Band. Unsigned band from the UK. Great material. And you know what? It's been very hard to kind of categorise them because they are very, very unique. All that mixed up with a lot of other things that I kind of like about this band and other bands that we'll be listening to that I feel there may be some influences there. And just like getting to know these guys before we do an in-depth interview with them in a few weeks' time. Kicking off with Dirty Streets and Not That Man.
Lord knows that I'm getting mine, but they're living on a fruit life. Feels like I'm chewing.
Welcome to the show. This is Get Twisted here on Right Time Radio. I'm your host, Adam, and we are going to take a look at a new band this week called the Dan Sowerby Band. Now, these are a four-piece band. Dan describes them as an outfit playing original melodic songs with retro guitars pulling in sounds from roots, rock, folk and blues. I kind of agree with that, but I think you're carving yourself out a new genre here as well, because it was very hard for me to kind of categorise, and that was because you're experimenting with time changes. And that is great to hear a band stepping outside of the box. No, just standard four beat. We're looking at 6/8, we're looking at waltzes. We've got some really interesting stuff going on here. And, you know, the last time I heard a really great band carving themselves out like this was probably way back in the late 80s. With a bit of REM.
You are not me. The links that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. Trying to keep up with you, and I don't. dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said.
Bit of REM there, a great band, right? Another band, kind of American alternative rock is what they class them as. Are they? Are they more of a folk rock? I don't know. It's hard to kind of categorize these bands and box them up sometimes. And that's a good thing in my book, because you want to be different if you want people to listen to you. And you've got to take risks. But how risky do you take it? Because if you change the timing on songs, if you change the time signature that you start with on a song, it can sound very, very different. But Dan's ability for songwriting is obviously very, very good. And his lyrics and his arrangements are good. I'm going to look forward to talking to him on an interview, actually, about how he's putting that together. Is it a joint thing with the band, or is it a bit of everybody? Or is it... Well, listen, let's just have a listen, right, and see what we think. This is DSB All You Want. Then the band started way back in 2010 when Dan started a new blues roots bass project with Ben Coley on drums and Matt Paul on acoustic bass. They called the band the Dan Sowerby Band. They played a mixture of Dan's own songs and carefully chosen and reworked own covers. This is all coming from the bio that Dan sent me over with the email. Now, it looks like they've gigged at plenty of venues, progressing to bigger venues and blues festivals across the UK. It's funny how COVID kind of creeps into a lot of these things, where bands have had a bit of traction and they start getting somewhere, and then COVID did shut everything down. But it wasn't just that period over COVID with the lockdowns. It was the actual getting that wheel turning again. But for the Dan Sowerby Band, that might have been a good thing, because they broke away from that kind of roots, bluesy sort of sound that they were doing. That was great for clubs and, you know, smaller venues. They did get some recognition for that with winning some awards in the UK blues scene. So that kind of was a good experience project for them. But then there was a big shift in what they were doing, which is where we've gone to now with this kind of a, like I say, it's a new sound. It's their own sound. They're carving it out. It's worth taking a check and listening to these.
So make amends or try again, and take the blame. Let's make an end. 'Cause you're stuck on repeat. You can try, but you can't get away. 'Cause you're stuck on repeat. You can try.
I like about the band as well is they've got this kind of a Grateful Dead kind of jam feel in that track. Don't hear that very often. I think Government Mule is probably the closest you'll get to that now. Way before that was Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers, that type of thing. Who's the other one? Derek Trucks, of course, yeah. They have all got this kind of jam session feel. Be great to see them on stage and see if that is actually happening there. We're going to listen to some more of them a little bit later in the show. But when, let's roll back to the beginning of that track, right? When that first came on, it kind of reminded me, now maybe not, or maybe, but it kind of reminded me of some of this.
Should I say she wanted me? She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. It's time for bed.
Now then, guess who's got a new album out, right? We've listened to these guys plenty of times in the past. I'm just going to push them to one side for 1 minute. Yes, the Cinelli Brothers have just released their new album. I've been waiting for this. This album is called Almost Exactly the Cinelli Brothers, and this is Don't Need No Favour.
I've got a soothe your red skin with that green that you label. I've got to cure your heartache, 'cause I think that I'm able. Lying face down and naked, you say you don't need no favor. Scars so deep that leave a pain. You never weep, 'cause it's all so late. Maybe it's hard to get in and too easy to play.
I've been looking forward to that album coming out, because the last time we spoke to Alessandro from the Cinelli Brothers, he did, you know, get us ready for this new album, new artwork, new style, new producer. And the producer is obviously taking them in a direction now that he feels is going to work very, very well for them. I can still hear the bluesy roots, you know, especially in the guitar work. You know, the guitar work in that band has always been very, very good. Not too much, not too little, just enough to keep that vibe going. And that soul-y sound of the singer who's pulled right forward now, you know, in the mix. And that's something maybe, DSP, your vocals are a little bit too far back for me. Not, it's a great mix and the production of the music is fantastic. Really nice mix. But I would pull your vocalist a little bit more forward in that mix and get him right at the front. You know, don't be afraid to show that vocalist off. Now, when I think about bands taking risks, there's one band that always sticks out to me immensely, right? And that is the band Extreme. I've listened to their album several times, which is the latest one called Six. It goes from being a very heavy, grungy rock album. It's got reggae in there. It's got roots of everything in there. They don't mind taking the risks. And this shows musicians who are doing it for love, because they love playing music. And they love performing. And here's Other Side of the Rainbow from that album, from Extreme. Mm-hmm.
More music. More music. More fun. More fun.
You're listening to Ride Time Radio.
So the Dan Sowerby Band, that's who we're listening to this week. We've had some music sent over from them. Thank you very much. We're currently reviewing them. And we have a new track coming up right next. But first of all, we're just going to take a quick look at that bio again. Their current members are Dan Sowerby on guitars and vocals, Matt Paul on bass and backing vocals, James Bradshaw on guitar and backing vocals, and Ben Coley on drums. Four-piece band. They've now kind of developed into this new sound. They've restructured themselves since COVID, and they've started to rewrite and re-release material, currently working on a new album at the moment. And they've now changed the band name slightly and abbreviated that down to DSB. So if you are looking for any of their music, you're going to need to look for DSB. You can find them on SoundCloud. You can find them on Spotify. And you can find them at dsb-uk.com. That's dsb-uk.com. So let's get into the next one from them, and this is Mirror Man. This is DSB. On that one, really great mix. Vocals just right on that, guys. You know, can hear them nice and clear right at the front. And that difference in timing is just, you know, what can just change the whole dynamics of a song. When I think of great timing as well, there's a couple of bands that spring to mind. First of all, let's take a look at the kind of the folk rock element that we've got going on there. And a great folk rock artist that I'm really into at the moment is Raylan Montagna. Here's stuff for me. I don't know, he's just got that real nice sound, but his voice is great as well. We've reviewed him in the past. This is off the Monovision album. This is Strong Enough.
Worked herself into the grave, trying to make us a home. She never left South Carolina. Oh, no. My old man didn't stick around to see me groan. He was long gone before the coffee got cold. Couldn't even know where to find him. Oh, wasn't strong enough.
Prepárate para el evento del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Un día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música. Con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters. Fran Chafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, hay más. Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife. El sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers. Y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardle. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año, más grande y mucho mejor. The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. If you want to get more information about the show, it is on the 20th of April. You will need tickets. You can get them at the various ticket outlets. The easiest thing to do is go straight over to volcanohunt.com. It's in several different languages, so you can select the language at the top corner and you will find the tickets. You'll find all the information about the show, the acts, the whole schedule for the day. It's going to be an amazing day on the 20th of April. It's going to be the biggest event that we've done yet, and hopefully the very, very best event. I'm very, very worried because I've done events of this nature before, but not with a small team. So we are going to do our very, very best for you. The venue is, of course, at Asador La Cueva Cambesino, which is in Aldea Blanca. And you can get tickets there. You can get tickets at Easy Rider. You can get tickets up the north in Tenerife at Boxing Barber. Or you can get tickets from tomaticket.es. Don't leave it to the last minute. The venue has a capacity. And once we hit it, we can't go over it. Now then, back to the band, the DSB band, right? So enjoying listening to their music. And I'm enjoying the kind of the experimenting that they've done with time changes. Very, very good. Very difficult to write songs outside of your standard 4-4 kind of time change. So it's good to see some talent going on there. And Dan, you're a very good songwriter, lyrics included. Now, when I think of good songwriters, time changes, all of this going on, there is a great album that anybody who likes to listen to stuff through cans, right, go and listen to this album. This is Cat Stevens, Butter and the Chocolate Factory, right? This is the first track called Music. It is mind-blowing.
Was on the edge, hoping everything was going to work itself out. A good, honest man doing the work of God, trying to make things better for him. A lover of life in a school for fools, trying to find another way to survive. Myself. I said, don't you know, well, it won't be too long before the battle, devil will get you back. Hey. I said, put back your heart and sing, sing, while you know you're still living. And everything was gonna work itself out.
Yep, that is all part of that track. That is the ending of that. That's Cat Stevens. He is an amazing, amazing artist, right? And that album, Butter and the Chocolate Factory, that is well worth getting and having a listen to, even if it's just on one of your streaming devices. And do it through cans, right? Because the time changes, the way that he pushes and boxes the music up, outside of the box, inside the box, it's absolutely fantastic. So we've been listening to the DSB band, yeah, Dan Sowerby Band, as I was previously known. And I had this feel that they had some kind of rootsy stuff in there that was maybe connected to the Allman Brothers, maybe going back to Warren Haynes, Government Muley type sound. I was quite liking the way that they had that kind of jam feel to the music. A little bit like this.
My friend, when I feel like I can't go on, no reason to aspire, you just can't rise above, there's you.
The amazing guitar work there, Warren Haynes. That's out of Government Mule, and that's off the album Shout, When the World's Got Small. So, is there connections there or not? That's what I hear, and I kind of love listening to new bands where I can put the cans on, close my eyes and go, there's a little bit of that in there, and there's a little bit of that in there, and I wonder how much of it I get right. Well, hopefully, I'm going to be able to ask that question in a few weeks' time when I talk to Dan. And I get him on an interview live on the show. So that's going to be coming up very, very soon. Until then, we've got one more track to listen to from the band. This is from DSB. This is Quarter Past midnight.
Nonsense no more. I tell you before, I tell you again, I won't take your nonsense no more. And all that I do, and all that I say, it won't keep these tears from my eyes. And all that I do, and all that I say, it won't keep these tears from my eyes.
So if you'd like to find out more about that band, you can head over to dsb-uk.com, dsb-uk.com. They've got music on Spotify, music on SoundCloud, and they are currently working on a new album to be released later this year. We look forward to speaking to Dan very, very soon. So, talking about great, good old British rock bands, you know, let's not forget about the old Stones.
Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. A day packed with thrilling activities and world-class entertainment. The sounds of European tribute to the Foo Fighters. International sensation Frank Ciappino is set with his spectacular flamenco dinner show.
Wow.
An afternoon of passion, rhythm, and tabletop barbecues for the whole family to enjoy. But wait, there's more. Throughout the day, our energetic host and DJ, Rockabilly Man, will keep the energy high, guiding you and the family through the motorcycle shows and tattoo expo, an event suitable for the entire family. Get ready for the groove of the Bad Bone Stompers, delivering an evening of live music that will have you dancing under the stars. Save the date, April the 20th. Visit us at volcanohunt.com. Tickets available on tomaticket.bs.
Yes, we are only, well, days away, but about 2 weeks away from the Volcano Hunt now. We will be heading there. That will be to the Asador La Cueva Campesino in El Dia Blanca. We'll be there from about 10 o'clock on the 20th. If you're bringing motorcycles into the show, then enter them from 10 o'clock till 12. At 12 o'clock, we will prepare for the hunt. The biggest hunt of the year in Tenerife, as we go up and over the Teide and round down with a spectacular parade of motorcycles for everybody to enjoy, everybody to participate in, whether you're solo riders, club riders, whatever you want, come and join in the day with us. We'll head back down to Asador, where we will then start. The doors will open at 3 p.m. and we'll have a rockabilly DJ taking us through an afternoon of rhythm and passion, I think that says. So we've got flamenco dancers, we've got bands, we've got the Foo Chasers, we've got the Bad Bone Stompers, we've got magicians, fire breathers, acrobats. There's a few stall holders also. Going to be there at the show as well. So it's going to be a great afternoon, a really great afternoon. Probably time to really get your motors running. Yeah, here's a version of Born to be Wild by The Cult. Love this. That's all we've got time for this week on Get Twisted. This will be played throughout the week, of course. You can hear this also on Atlantico Radio on Sunday at 8 p.m. And you can hear it on the schedules. Just take a look at ridetimeradio.com and you can get the schedules off the page there. Everybody, have a fantastic week, and we'll be back next week with some more new music.